Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
But one thing about Mary that's so cool is Mary knows her sister. You ever know somebody in your family? They're never going to be satisfied. No matter what you do, you can work to the bone. I mean, it's just like, I hate to say this, my wife's not here. But her dad, he loved to wash cars, and he asked me to help. And when you do it, he's got to go back after you and do it. Well, I don't want to do it anymore, because you're going to do it yourself. But never satisfied, we know him. So I'm pretty sure that Mary went in there and did her duties that they were assigned. And then Jesus talking, she left doing, she did her work and then left and sat at Jesus' feet. She was disciplined. And that's how I would like to categorize these tonight. Martha was distracted, but Mary was disciplined. She did her work, but then she decided. I like what Jesus said best. She made a choice to sit at his feet. Wow. Can you imagine? You have the Creator, God in the flesh, in your house, and you're more concerned about serving the food? Are you serious? No. I mean, we got to understand that Jesus Christ himself was in the house. How many people ever entertained guests in your house? Is it a good thing not to talk to your guests? The purpose for your guests to be there is to spend time with them. So all these preparations were made, and Martha evidently was very particular. You know, everything had to be right. Jesus said she was cumbered with it. That means mentally overdrained. She was overthinking everything. And that's how we get sometimes. We overthink everything. We overthink everything and we miss those little subtle moments. I know when me and my wife early on started out having kids, you know, I was really just dedicated into work and just pour all my time into work, and my wife stayed at home. And I just felt so bad because I was so busy working all the time, and you miss all those moments. But you know what? Those moments that I did take and spent time with them was precious. You have to take time to spend with the ones you love, because sometimes we're just so busy ripping and running and we never spend time with those we love. Like I said, don't be mistaken here. Martha, she loved Jesus, but she let the cares of the world, cares of serving, overtake what she was supposed to be doing. You know, I like to say it this way here. It says, we are so busy with in other people's business that we don't even handle our own business. Isn't that right? Remember, if you think about it, if you get the scene here, I could just imagine Mary doing her work and then leaving and going to sit at Jesus' feet. Martha is in the kitchen. I'm pretty sure she's, you know, oh man, that Mary, she done left. I can see her just pacing back and forth. Can't you see her? I bet she got the pans and start rattling. Maybe she's going to come in there, probably drop something. Say, maybe Mary's going to come in there. I bet she peeked out the door. Oh, she ain't coming yet. And I can just see her storming back and just go back and, you know, probably doing some chopped salad and just tossing it up. And then she's going back and she's not there. And it got to a point so bad that she interrupted the teachings of Jesus. This will happen when you don't check yourself. Whenever you're in someone else's business, you're going to go out of business. You're going to lose it. Because she was so concerned about what Mary was doing instead of what she was doing. Be concerned about what you're doing. Take care of your duties and everything will be all right. My son always say, do your own job. We're coaching a basketball team and they're not working.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.